CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Good morning.
Oh,
come on, dear. Get up. Wake up. It's a beautiful day.
Oh.
Get up and look out the window.
Oh, golly. Don't tell me you're up and dressed already.
Oh, I got up about half an hour ago. I've got a million things to do to get ready for our weekend trip.
Ooh.
Oh, honey, don't miss this sunrise. The sky is simply beautiful. Mm-hmm. Look at this. All the pinks. And come on, honey. Look out the window.
Oh.
Oh, it's just like a painting. Oh, honey, you don't want to miss this.
Yes, I do.
Come on. Oh. Come on, you have to get up anyway.
No.
And I would appreciate it if you would just put your bathrobe and slippers on and come on down to breakfast. I'm going to get Betsy up earlier, too, so we can eat and I can get the dishes done. I have to wash clothes this morning and iron the things that we're going to take with us on the trip. Come on. Come on. Here's your bathrobe.
Oh, no,
come
please.
On.
Give me 5 more minutes.
Oh, you and your 5 minutes.
5 more minutes.
5 more minutes is 10 more minutes. Please get up now. You can shower and shave after breakfast. I have so much to do, what with washing and ironing today. Makes me so mad having it to do at the last minute. The repairman didn't come to fix the washing machine until nearly 4:30 yesterday afternoon. I called him Monday. Make you mad. Dear, come on. Look, just stick your feet out of bed. I'll put your slippers on.
Oh, honey, let me sleep 2 more minutes, please. Just 2.
Just 2. Come on. Dear, oh, please. I've got the washing and the ironing to do, and I've got to pack our suitcases. Betsy and Bobby and I should be all ready to leave when you get home from work this afternoon. Now, all you have to do is load the car, and we'll set off. Come on, dear. Come on. We ought to get started as soon as possible and do as much driving, you know, as possible before it gets dark.
Oh, well, might as well get up. I certainly can't sleep with you chattering right there.
That's my idea, dear.
Oh, yeah, I bet it was. Good morning.
Good morning, darling. I'll go wake Betsy and then both of you come right on down to breakfast. It's all ready.
Oh.
Somebody's toast.
Mine.
Here you are, dear.
Want to give me another cup of coffee?
Mm-hmm. You're not eating very much.
Oh, well, I like to shower and shave before I have breakfast. At least it wakes me up a little bit.
I thought if I could get you too fat and out from underfoot before Bobby wakes up so I can start the washing, why, then I won't have quite as... Betsy!
What?
Whittle. What? You know perfectly well what. Don't gouge the butter like that. Take from the end that's already been started. Also, take what butter you want and put it on your plate. One doesn't just keep taking little dabs from the butter dish.
When I do that, then you say, look at the butter you left on your plate. Why do you take more than you need?
Well, then you've taken too much to begin with. Take only what you need now.
But I don't know how much I'm going to need.
All right.
You can make some kind of a joke.
Stop arguing. It's too early in the morning.
You will come straight home from the office, won't you, dear?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, as soon as Betsy gets home from school, she can bathe and dress.
Can I wear my travel suit?
Yes. And I'll have Bobby all set to go. And I hope I'll be ready myself. And I'll have the suitcases packed.
Are we going to eat dinner at Grandma's?
No, dear. No. We're picking up Aunt Dorothy at Plainview. And then we still have 100 miles to go. And then we're going to pick up Roger at Prairie Junction. And then on over to Dubstown. I don't want your Grandma to wait dinner. So we'll eat on the road.
On the road?
No, dear. On the way. You know what I mean.
Well, at least we'll try to get some dinner, Betsy. If your mother can see some place that looks cute enough, you know, with candy. Oh, golly. I don't know how we get roped into these family weddings and family reunions. I tell you, the thought of driving another 250 miles to Pike Lake tomorrow, then on Sunday driving all the way back.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Oh,
I'll
yeah,
get
fun.
It.
Yes, you might as well. Probably for you anyway. Do you want that other piece of toast?
Huh? No. No, thanks.
Want the bacon?
Oh.
No, yeah. I don't want it, thanks.
Remember now, dear, you can't make arrangements to play with anyone after school today. Honestly, this goes on every morning. Social. Yeah.
I think we'd better give Betsy a notebook so she can list her social engagements.
Yes, I do.
Getting there.
But I'll tell my mother.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who was that, dear?
Who was that?
It was the water company or something. He said something was wrong, and they were turning off the water supply in half an hour.
Turning off the water? What do you mean?
Yes. He said it would be off for about 24 hours.
What?
24 hours?
Well, for Pete's sake, I haven't even shaved or showered.
Well, I have to wash clothes. Oh, well, just a minute, for heaven's sake. Don't go rushing off like that. Fill a tea kettle on the pails. Help me out a
little
bit.
Look, I've got to shower and shave before the water goes off.
Well, just help me fill a tea kettle. Betsy, you get upstairs and take your bath now.
Well, Mommy.
Get upstairs right away. Get your tub filled. Now, wait a minute, Betsy. Take the things out of your laundry hamper and put them in the laundry room first. All your undershirts and pants and slips and the nightgown you have on and your white blouse that goes with your travel suit now.
But, Mommy!
You need your clothes!
Go on, hurry up!
Now, hurry up! Look,
I can't find any pails. I don't know where they
are. Never mind. Get out the pots and pans. There's a big kettle right underneath there.
Right, fine.
Under
it's going to be a great time for the water to be turned off.
That's right under the back.
We'll pick this thing.
It's under the sink. I'll have to start the washing machine right away. It takes at least 35 minutes to run one lot. I'll do the things that we have to take with us for the weekend, you know.
Oh,
are you still here? Will you get upstairs? Take your bath now. Go on. Oh, really, of all morning for the water to be turned up. Oh, just
don't stand there wailing like that. Get your washing machine going and help me fill things up. Come on, I have got to shower and shave.
Out of my way, please, dear. Out of my way. I'm sorry.
Well, out of your way. I'm trying to get dressed.
I'm sorry, but the water hasn't been turned off yet, and I'm going to take the chance on running another lot. Where are the pajamas you took off? Good heavens, what happened to your face?
Well, I cut myself trying to shave in such a darn hurry.
Look like a man from Mars with all those globs of white paper stuck all over your face and your neck. Well, you can't wear that shirt, dear. You better change it.
Change it. I just got it buttoned.
Well, you have some blood on the car.
Oh, that darn water company.
Go in the bathroom and put some cold water on all those cuts. Maybe it'll stop bleeding. Hurry up, dear. Oh. Get in there while we still have water. It'll be turned off probably in a minute.
I itch all over. Yes? I was in such a hurry to finish my shower, I don't think I even got all the soap on.
I'll get it. Maybe they got it fixed. It's not being turned off after all. Hello? Yes? Yes. Oh, no. Really? Well, yes, your voice does sound rather faint. Do what? I'm not very good at whistling. Hold on, please. Dear, honestly, everything's going wrong this morning now. The phone isn't working right. Could you come here and whistle for them?
So what?
Oh, never mind. I forgot you're bathing your face. Hold on, please. Hello. How is that? Could you hear? What? How far? Oh, well, honestly, I'm so busy. All right, hold on. 6 feet back. Just hold on, please.
Oh, golly, everything happens at once. What is it? Honey, what did you ask me, dear? Huh? May I ask what in Sam Hill you are doing?
It is the phone company. They're checking our line. Something's wrong with it. Ask me to stand back 6 feet and whistle. Well, that's what they said.
What is going on? That is a joke, for heaven's sake.
What?
I pulled that gag when I was a kid. Here, give me that phone. Give it. Hello. Yes, I know. You'll send me a package of bird seed in the morning. Look, who is this anyhow? Hello.
Oh. A joke. Why would anybody...
Darling, that is one of the oldest gags in the world, and you fall for it.
I never heard of it, and I couldn't hear who was talking too well. It sounded faint and muffled or something.
Certainly, you put a handkerchief over the mouthpiece.
Well, why would anybody try to pull a silly joke like that? Well, do we still have water here?
Yes.
Maybe you better call the water company.
I will. Give me that phone book.
Mommy!
Yes.
Who was that on the phone?
Well, it wasn't for you, Betsy. It was the phone company.
Oh, by God.
Well, it wasn't really the phone company either. Yeah. Go get ready for school, dear. Never mind.
Just
Look who is Daddy calling.
Well, he's calling.
I'm calling the water company if you want to know. By jumping, Jupiter, we're going to find out what's going on around here. Practically cut my throat shaving in such a hurry. Look, you go get ready for school. Go on now. Do as your mother said.
Oh, Daddy, please don't call the water company.
Bottom of this thing.
Don't call them. I'll just die.
What's the matter with her? Darling, sweetheart, nothing. Just what have you been up to, young lady?
For goodness sake, leave the child alone. Can't you see she's upset?
Upset? Look at me, would you? My face is slashed to ribbons, trying to shave. In 2 seconds, everybody's tearing around here, filling kettles and pans and taking baths and washing clothes. Seriously. Look, did you know it was Jimmy Elwin on that phone when you answered it this morning? Did you?
Yes. We arranged it, Daddy.
You arranged it? You mean knowing how frantic your daddy is anyhow in the morning with all your mother had to do today, especially you...
But this was the only day we could do it.
What? Why?
It's the only day we could say it.
Say it what? Uh-huh. Say what?
April Fool's. Oh,
for heaven's sake.
It is April Fool's Day. I completely forgot. Oh, come on, Daddy, be a sport. At least I got some of the washing done even before I thought I would.
Oh, honestly.
You didn't.
Playing a joke on your poor old dad, huh?
All right.
A joke is a joke. But, Papita, tell me one thing, will you? Why did you let it go on so long? Couldn't you have said April Fool a little sooner?
I tried to, but nobody listened. Mommy kept saying, get upstairs, take your bath.
That's true, I did.
And anyhow, Daddy, I never dreamt you'd both rush around filling things up with water. I didn't think you'd even fall for it.
Oh, why not?
Why not?
Well, we don't even have city water. We have our own well. Why are you both staring at me? Don't we have our own water?
Oh,
yes.
Yes, of course we do.
Both of us, honestly.
Well, I tell you, you got to be 6 jumps ahead of them.
I never thought of our own well. It never occurred to me. Oh, Betsy, you pulled a very successful and funny joke on Mommy and Daddy.
Well, look, I got to get to work. Find my car keys, will you, Mommy?
Yes, I'll look for them right away.
Oh, why, Betsy, for Pete's sake, how did you tear your dress like that in the back there? Mommy, look at that.
Oh, Betsy.
Oh.
How did you do that? A great big rip.
Oh, no, it's my favorite dress. Oh. Where?
Well, right in the back.
I didn't see it.
What?
Where?
April Fool.
Only an accurate United States census is a useful one. An answer not given or wrongly given distorts the overall national scene. You receive census questionnaires in the mail. Fill them out fully, accurately. When the census taker arrives, save your time and his by having the completed questionnaire ready. All answers in strictest confidence. The law called for candor and cooperation. The census makes sense. Help it succeed. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.